Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. Our green and gold football analyst up in Green Bay, Ryan Wood, joins us from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Woody, the first burning question that we have to ask, and appreciate your time as always with the pleasantries, is Aaron Rodgers going to play tomorrow night?
No, it sure doesn't sound like it. I think Aaron Rodgers himself even yesterday said that he's, you know, expecting some extended snaps on preseason game 2 and 3, which be in Baltimore and then in Winnipeg against the Raiders. Logically, you know, they just had two joint practices against this defense, the Texans defense, as we'll see Thursday night. And Aaron Rodgers had the benefit of having that red do not touch jersey on. He doesn't have that red do not touch jersey on in the game. And so why expose him to live snaps when he just went through against this defense twice in practice? So, no, I think you're going to see the other part of that is, I mean, look, they got to figure out what they got outside backup quarterback. I mean, DeShone Kizer, Tim Boyle, both have been pretty erratic so far in camp. Manny Wilkins, if he's got any upside, they've got to give a good, long, hard look at what they have at the quarterback position behind Aaron Rodgers. So they're going to get that chance to do it Thursday night.
I guess I just don't agree. I just think you are in a startup-type situation with this offense and this quarterback, this offensive line, these wide receivers. Running backs are hurt, so you can't do nothing about that. But these guys all need to get on the field and play together in this new offense. Rodgers himself has said, you know, look, terminology-wise, he's kind of thinking to himself and maybe second-guessing himself a little bit, walking up to the line of scrimmage of what he just called in the huddle, because there's so much terminology that's the same as McCarthy's. I just think the more reps you can get in game action, the better it is for this first-string offense versus Rodgers not playing, Davante Adams not playing, and Bakhtiari's not playing, or whatever the case may be, where I kind of understood it, not a ton, but I kind of understood with McCarthy where everybody knew the offense like the back of their hand and maybe they didn't need as many reps.
There's a huge difference, though. Mike McCarthy never had a joint practice against the same opponent that they played, or period, he never had joint practice.
Yep.
What, I mean, not to be laissez-faire about this, but what's the difference? What is the difference between the joint practice and the preseason game?
I'll tell you what.
The only difference is that they're bringing them to the ground. That's the only difference.
Well, I don't know. The way Rodgers put it, again, saying, well, they didn't show us anything, these joint practices. Didn't do us any good.
They're not showing anything in the preseason game. It's all vanilla in the preseason game. They're showing their actual defense.
Okay, well, from that perspective, then, does Rodgers prefer just not to play in the preseason at all and thinks he has the offense on lock? Because in my mind, you better play in this preseason when y'all don't know what's all going on at this point on this offense. Unless you're going to tell me it doesn't matter to week one when we see different looks.
If your question is, does Aaron Rodgers not prefer to play in the preseason himself, the answer might be yes. Now, what's the difference between this week against the Texans and next week and the week after against the Ravens and the Raiders?
Nothing.
There
I just need
no
as much
joint practice, let alone 2 days of it, where they're going against the same exact defense.
So if they play them in game action and they're put in the same situation, you just expect the same results and no adjustments.
There's a lot more differences for young guys being in a game setting than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need to be in a game setting to like feel what it's like to be in a game setting. You know, Robert Tonyan might need that. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need that. The difference is, in a game setting, it's live. They're taking guys to the ground. It's not like the Texans defense is all this more intricate and complicated Thursday night. They're not going to show anything Thursday night.
What about this a little double talk here? I mean, the I don't care if they don't come for another 14 years, and then the NFLPA may need to get involved in this. That one was kind of hard for me to take, the PA part, because now you're not You're also throwing Bill O'Brien and Houston Texans under the bus, right? But it's okay if you do your own team. Now you bring it in, and then LaFleur gets on and says, well, you know, I like to do this twice a year if I can. Now, I understand one, maybe neither one of them knew what the other one was saying, but do I give Rodgers a free pass and say this is just Rodgers, this is how he rolls, or do we kind of hold him accountable for, like, at least the PA part? I mean, that was pretty crazy to me.
It was kind of funny, you know. If you close your eyes and just listen, you would have thought that it was Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy again. Clearly, him and Matt LaFleur, in the span of about 20 minutes, were completely on opposite pages in their opinion of joint practices. Matt LaFleur saying, absolutely, we'd love to do it every year, maybe multiple. Aaron Rodgers saying, we can do it 14 years later. Yeah, I don't want it. No, just no. So, you know, look, is that going to matter when it comes to winning or losing games? Absolutely not. They have different opinions on the necessity or the usefulness of joint practices. I don't think that that's going to matter in X's and O's.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Woody, when you look at this running back position, they bring in another one here after the release of Jason Spriggs. It appears that either they have a lack of trust in Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones to stay healthy, or are they just bringing in guys to get a real look at some other players at the position?
It's a really good question. I mean, they've got a lot of depth there and a lot of experience depth there. At the running back position. Now, as far as tackle, I mean, Alex White, I think the writing was kind of on the wall. I mean, Alex White had been coming on a little bit in camp. Jason Spriggs just, he didn't, you know, he never had traction when he was here. And you hate to use the B word, the bust term, but it certainly applies in this case, where they traded up in the second round to go draft him, and they didn't do it to cut him before his rookie deal was out. So I think they still have major question marks at tackle depth. They need Bulaga and they need Bakhtiari to be healthy. There's zero question about that. It's only amplified by the fact that they're facing the Bears week one. I mean, that you want to talk about the most vicious defense to go against, and especially from protecting the edge, Khalil Mack and company on the road, no less. I mean, they need those guys to be healthy. Whether they have it tackled, I don't know. I mean, Alex Light's been coming on, like I said. I don't think there's any real discernible difference between him and Jason Spriggs anymore, which, you know, that's probably why Jason Spriggs isn't here anymore, because he was injured and there was no discernible difference between him and Alex White. So they need their guys to stay healthy. Let's put it that way, because the depth is a major question.
There's been a lot of talk about this fullback in this offense for the Green Bay Packers and how it's all going to play out, how it's not just going to be goal line that you're going to see the fullback. From what you've seen in practice, because a lot of Packer fans haven't been up to Green Bay for practice, how are they using their fullback in between the 20s?
Dan Vitale looks pretty good. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers said yesterday, you know, they not to be mean, but for a fullback, like, this guy's actually athletic. Like, he doesn't look athletic. He looks like a muscle. I mean, they call him the muscle man. I mean, he looks like a body lifter, basically. I mean, he's built. He's really built. I mean, that's good, because you want your fullback, your lead blocker, to be, you know, strong, obviously. But he's got some athleticism. He made a catch. I forget if it was the first day or the second day against the Texans. He made a catch down the right sideline over a defender, over a linebacker, that was like a catch a receiver would make. I mean, he went up and high-pointed the ball. It was contested, came down with it kind of on a dive, off balance. I mean, it was one of those things that you look up and you're like, that's a fullback? Like, really? So I, you know, he's going to make the team. He's going to be part of this offense, and he looks like a player. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what he does in the preseason. But he sure looks like a player.
Ryan, I hate to beat this dead horse to death, but here's the thing: going back to this Rodgers LaFleur thing, it seemed like this was the same kind of stuff, and you made mention of it, that was with he and McCarthy, and then now all of a sudden it's cropping up again. And we knew that this kind of was a problem with those two. And we saw it crop up on the sideline with the side eyes and with all this other kind of stuff. You're right with X's and O's, okay? But we know that this is kind of what destroyed or will contribute to their relationship crumbling. How can we just dismiss it?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It was kind of funky. You know, it's just a guess here. But I imagine Aaron Rodgers was not very pleased with live special teams drills in practice taking out a receiver who's had a really good camp so far in Trevor Davis. He got injured in basically live special teams drills, which let's just, you know, call it what it is. Live special teams drills doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, they shouldn't happen.
At all?
Shouldn't happen.
I mean, no, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he probably, I can't imagine that he was pleased with that, because Trevor Davis has had his best camp so far. I thought, as good as Jake Kumerow was family night, I thought Trevor Davis
agreed
was every bit as good,
yes,
if not better.
Agreed.
And he's been doing that in practice, too, not just the family night setting. And he gets taken out in live special teams drills, which, I mean, that's absurd. So, look, Aaron Rodgers, he's going to speak his mind when he feels a certain way. Personally, as just speaking for myself, as someone, as a professional who covers this team, I appreciate the candor. I
yes
appreciate him saying how he feels.
Yes.
I think it's valuable to know how he feels about certain things. And I think that's what he did. And so, if you want to look what the root is, probably that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to go right back to it. X's and O's, I don't think it matters a whole lot.
Ryan, how far along do you believe this offense is at this point in the install?
Not very. I think they're near the end of the install, but I think that there's a whole lot of work for them to get on the same page.
Yeah,
they know where to line up now, and now to build off of that, it comes, all right, how do we do this at a game speed? And that's a totally different thing than doing it at a walkthrough speed and knowing mentally where, you know, the more they do it, the less they'll have to think. The more they'll be able to do it without thinking, and that's when you're freer, as you know, as a player. They're not there. They're not in any way there yet, and they've got a long way to go to get there. But I don't think it's a surprise. I mean, they shouldn't really be there 2 weeks into camp. If they were, it would be like,
yeah,
it would be stunning. I think that they're at where you should really and realistically expect them to be at this point.
Woody, appreciate it, man. We'll talk Friday after the game.
All right, take care.
That's Thanks, Ryan buddy. Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and our Green and Gold football analyst.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.